Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 323 of the 8-Bit Geek. If you're new around here, let me fill you in on what this show is like. It's a lot like forgetting to schedule the diner for the week that you decide to go out of town. You know, you're packing your bags, you're checking, you make sure you have your chargers and the cables, you know, making sure you have the appropriate amount of socks and underwear, all while 5 days of 8-bit goodness sits on your computer, just waiting to get pushed out to the masses. Only to be forgotten, like that time Jeremy took the hotel key from Kevin while Kevin was showering. And leaving Kevin in the pitch darkness. That's a true story. That happened.
Oh.
I'm Doug, and with me are... Well, it's the other guy who decided to show up.
Hi, I'm Kevin. Don't worry, the lights are on over here, so yeah. We're good.
I don't know if we've told this story on the show. We may have. But when we were at Dallas Comic Con last month, back in May, as we were getting ready to, like, check out and stuff, our hotels were powered. You had to put a key in the slot by the door to turn the power on, like the lights and stuff. And so as Kev's showering, Jer absentmindedly grabs the key out of the slot and leaves, leaving Kev to shower.
And he had both keys. Like, when he was drunk the night before, he had his key on him, and I put my key in the door, thing. So he took my key and left, and so I had to, like, I couldn't get it. Basically, I was in the pitch dark for it. Yeah. I was really pissed at the time.
He was so pissed. I
mean, in retrospect, it was funny, but it was unintentional.
And I said that at the time, too. I was like, because I was, like, laughing, but I also felt bad. And I was like, this sucks, and I 100% agree with why you're mad. I would be too, but trust me, in a little while it's gonna be funny, I promise.
I mean, that's how you gotta give it time. Like, I broke my arm once. It was fucking hilarious. I mean, it sucked when it happened, but it was hilarious.
So we recorded the diner in advance before Jer went out of town, and then this morning we start getting messages, hey, where's the diner? And we go check, and there's nothing scheduled, and
oops.
We asked Jer, and he's aware. So next week for our diner listeners, you're going to get, like, I guess, two shows a day for a week. Yeah.
You'll get this current Monday and the next Monday.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, we spent a good amount of time recording a fuck ton of shows one night.
And at least it's not lost, because that is it was like 3 hours of the content. We always tell you guys you're going to get a 15-minute show. It's rarely 15 minutes and under. Every show we do is like at least 20-plus minutes. I mean, it really is worth your money if you become a Patreon that way. Man, we go on and on. Unless you don't like us talking, then stay away. It's fine.
Yeah. So speaking of our Patreon, you can find that over on 8bitgeek.com. Nope, 8bitgeek.com. You can find a link to it at the 8bitgeek.com, but you'll find it at patreon.com/the8bitgeek. I'm a professional. I do this all the time. And, you know, for as little as $5 a month, you get access to our daily show, The Diner, when it comes out. The extended episodes of 8-Bit Geek, including a pre- and post-show. Extended episodes of 8-Bit Saga. An 8-Bit Saga webcomic, which I'm biased. I love it. I
think it's pretty awesome.
It's awesome. As well as some occasional other random shit that we do. Videos and pictures and stuff from conventions. You can find some cooking
picture sets.
Yeah, you can find some like cooking stuff over there occasionally when we remember to do it. 8-Bit Saga's done some taste testing of nasty things, like some nasty candy canes. One that tasted like a clam.
Oh,
it's not good.
The hot pepper challenge.
Yeah. We've done a hot pepper challenge. So there's a whole bunch of stuff over there for you. So for as little as $5 a month, you get access to that. We also have, like, some stuff over on Discord. And go check that out. So again, patreon.com/8bitgeek. You can find us pretty much anywhere you get your podcasts. I don't know where you're listening to us at right now, but you found us. So, but if there is another, you know, medium that you consume podcasts, I guarantee you'll find us there, whether it be Google Play, Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher Radio. You can also find us at our host site, audioboom.com. That is who hosts us. So go check them out and all the other shows on our network there. Whoa, Kev.
Hello.
Suddenly, suddenly pointed at your junk. What was that about?
Not all my junk. Just a glimpse of what you could get from being a Patreon.
Oh, no. Jesus. There are some photo sets from Kev over there in scantily clad.
I have no pride.
None whatsoever.
None.
You can also find our Discord over on our website. There's a link to that there. And on our Discord, fuck, man. Our Discord's awesome. There's so much shit. Every time I talk about this over on Saga, I'm always just like, here's some of the cool stuff we have over there. We've got a book club. We have a chat for like food that you've made or like, super excited about. We have one for losing weight, which is kind of counterproductive to the one about all the food that you're excited to eat. We've got music, movie, video games, different kinds of video games. I mean, if you're looking to play games with people or with, you know, there's people there that you can find to play with. Fuck, man. There's chats for all of our shows, whether it be Divas, Dropkicks, and Dives. So there's like a wrestling chat. There's one for Saga if you want to talk about Star Wars and D&D. We have the diner chats. We've got all this stuff. So go check that out. Link on our website. And I think we've passed the bullshit, and now we can dive into the show.
Now we can dive into more bullshit.
Yeah, more bullshit. A different kind of bullshit.
Yeah. So our shit.
Yeah. So what'd you do this week, Kev?
I finally took your guys' advice. I put in my homework with God of War. I joked about it. I said I put my hour in, but I pretty much spent my whole afternoon playing it. I think two chapters from the end of the game. So like I'm climbing or about to climb the mountain back to Jordanheim or whatever the hell it was.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really a spoiler, but yeah, it's after escaping Helheim for the second time. So it's great. I'm really enjoying it. The story really picked up. I'm trying to just stay the path and finish the game. But yeah, I'm probably next time, probably by next episode, I'll have this finished. So
you fucking better.
Yeah, but I'm enjoying it, and I like that there was a certain switch in the game where the kid started being like a super dick. And I was like, oh, fuck this kid for like a good hour of the game.
Yeah, man.
And then, yeah.
Yeah, it becomes like super like emo asshole kid.
Right. Out of nowhere. It was like the fucking snap of a finger.
Yeah. I mean, there was something that made him do that. But at the same time, yeah, right. It's just like.
I don't want to spoil.
Right. Yeah. Just like, you're like, oh, my God. Armis, shut the fuck up, man. Like,
yeah, really.
Stop back talking to me. What button do I push to give you a spanking?
Bend over, boy.
Yep.
Boy. Come sit across my knee, boy.
You ever get
this
spanked
gonna,
by a guy?
This is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you, boy.
Oh, God. That's the deleted scenes of God of War.
I like that in the chat you were like, you know, you said that I put in my 1 hour and everyone was like, you only played for 1 hour? Like, how the fuck did you only play for an hour?
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, I'll play for three.
I mean, for the last month or so, you guys have been giving me shit about, like, you were giving me homework. So that's why I said about the hour thing. Yeah. But yeah, no, I was playing it. I put in a good, over the weekend, I would say a good 5 hours into it to get where I was at. So it's awesome. I'm really enjoying it. It's one of the most beautiful games of this, like, console generation.
It's awesome.
Easily.
Yeah, man. I loved it. Man, speaking of, so you watched the Raising Kratos documentary, right?
No, I didn't watch that yet because they said there was spoilers in it, so I didn't want to watch it until I finished God of War.
Was there? I don't know. You when you watch it, let me know if there is. What I find interesting is that, like, so the first time they showed off the game at E3 was a year and a half before the game came out, so it was, like, you know, whatever a year and a half before was, where they were kind of like, oh, hey, we're doing this, and they talk about how they had spent like a year and a half building that 10 minutes worth of footage that they showed, because they had to build the world and they're working on all this stuff, but like, oh shit, E3's coming up, like, we got to get a workable demo that, you know. So I spent all this time doing it, and then at like E3, that was like, you know, like 4/2016 or whatever year it came out, or 18, I don't know what year that game came out. Sure.
What? Which one?
Game God of War.
God of War came out last year.
Yeah. So 4/2018 or whatever, or 4/2016, whatever the date was. But and how they, it was like a year and a half away from like the day they showed off the game, you know, or whatever. And they're like, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. We have so much to do. Like, we spent the last year and a half doing this 10 minutes. Now we have a year and a half to finish the fucking game, which is just insane to me. Like that amount of like the pressure and turnaround to go from 10 minutes to, you know, what, 30 hours, mm-hmm. 30 plus hours of game. It was just nuts.
Yeah, there's a lot. And the game is gorgeous. It's well designed. Even like, just it's well optimized. Like the game frame rate, even though my PS4 Pro sounds like it's a rocket ship about to fucking take off, it does play well. Like I do it on 1080. I do it on the frame rate mode where it's a higher frame rate, and man, it plays great. Especially once you unlock your second weapon,
mm-hmm.
your traditional mm-hmm. weapon, if you mm-hmm. think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Once you unlock that, it goes way smoother than I thought it would on that fighting system.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a fun part of the game.
Yeah.
And we don't have this in our news stories, but I read a report last night that said that Jedi Fallen Order is done. They're already done with the game.
Oh, yeah. You were talking about this today.
Which to me feels like if you're done already, like there's that part where it's like, no, you can't be done yet. Like everyone works like to the end, like, you know what I mean? Like it's crunch time at studios. If they're like, oh, we have a game in September, you know, they're like, fuck me, we only have an hour done. Like we're not ready for a game to release in September, and they're like, oh, it's done, it's good to go. Like it's good to go. Like if we handed out the game today, you'd be able to play the entire story. Like it's done.
You'd be able to play it, but would you be able to enjoy it?
That's fair.
Right. I wonder if they just finished like the core or the base of the game, because when is the release date on this? It's not coming out this year, is it?
September.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, then I can see that they've got to be pretty far along then.
Yeah,
maybe.
They should be pretty close to being done. But, like, yeah, it's still just kind of like having watched that documentary and literally how it's, like, to the, like, day almost, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Where they have to turn it in to get it pressed in time, where it's kind of the same thing where it's like, fuck. Like, but you just, how are you done? Like, there's no way. Like, that it feels so odd for a studio to be like, you know, whatever, many months in advance, you know, not that many really, like what, 3 months in advance, 3 or 4 months. It's not that far. Like they should be done, but it still feels like, no, you fucked up. Something ain't right. Something's not going to look good. Something's going to suck.
I'm hoping that this means like they're in the QA phase where they're just they're like checking for bugs at this point. Cause that'd be amazing. And why would they, I don't know why they would show an alpha footage then if they had something.
Right.
So that's, unless they're looking to really blow people away at another conference.
I mean, I guess Gamescom.
Maybe PlayStation paid them off or something, and they're going to show them PlayStation's next experience.
Whenever that is, right? Yeah, I can see that happening. I could also see, I think Gamescom. No, Gamescom's like in October, isn't it?
I don't know. That's a good question.
It's either October. I thought it was August. It may be August. It may be October. So I was going to say maybe Gamescom in August, but again, if it's later in the year. But there are other conventions coming up.
PAX Prime is in August.
Yeah.
So.
Is it Prime or is it East?
PAX Prime.
Or West.
East is around Easter.
Okay.
Prime is around like the end of summer. And then South is like January.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, because I think, is that in our...
It's August for Gamescom too. So it's going to be Gamescom and PAX are going to fall around the same time.
I don't know if we have a story in here. Yeah. So we have another story that has to do with PAX. What they said, PAX West, which is what I was thinking of, which is PAX Prime.
Prime, because that was the first one.
Yeah. So, I'm sure they'll show off more at some of these other conventions coming up and stuff, because why not? I mean, you know, at Star Wars Celebration, where you think, like, oh, it's Star Wars. This is where we're going to show this game. All they showed was the trailer. I mean, they talked to the creators of the game, and they had, like, the actor Cameron Monaghan or whatever. He was there to, like, talk about the game. But that's it. Like, they didn't show any gameplay. So then they showed gameplay off at E3, which means they're probably saving better footage for Gamescom/PAX Prime, you know? Because I'm sure that's what I would do. But yeah, I said the same thing. I was like,
especially if it's that close to release, they're probably going to show off some like badass trailer to get everyone hyped.
Exactly. That's why I was like, why are you showing off alpha if you're done? Why the fuck are you showing me alpha? Unless it is a, like, we don't want to give anything away until, you know, we can show you better stuff later.
Yeah, because I think that was good enough to show people and get people salivating, as we have. So, I mean, I think it did its job, and now we're going to see even something. This is their way of going, all right, now we're going to show the real product and make them super impressed instead of them seeing the final product from the get-go.
Y'all already horny for this one.
Yeah.
But we're gonna make your socks wet. Yep. Anywho's, so Random Hero coming in with a 24-month...
Speaking of horny...
24-month resub. says, that's holy awesome. Shit, 2 years and you finally fired Jer.
Jer fired Jer.
Jer fired Jer.
No, he's on vacation, so he's off this week.
He's not actually fired. It's a joke. That's a funny joke for the stream to where it says fired. Obviously, he's not fired.
You're fired.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about... Let's get into the meat and potatoes of the show. Let's talk about the fun things in life, like the box office. Did you go see anything this last week?
No, man. I wanted to go see The Dead Don't Die, but I just didn't get a chance. I've been busy all weekend. So
I had a coworker go see that.
Oh,
he is not the age range. I want to say maybe.
Oh, okay. Know. So it probably just went right over his head.
He's a big fan of all these, like, you know, the actors and stuff in it. He likes zombie stuff because he talks about Zombieland and like Walking Dead all the time. But yeah, I think it went. I don't know. He literally said he's like, I don't. I saw this post on Facebook and he was, you know, he's like, gonna go see this, what this zombie movie's about. And then afterwards, it was like, I don't know what I just watched.
Oh man. Yeah. It looks like Zombieland with Fargo, you know, just like this little small town, you know, deal with it. But I want to see it. I think it'll be hilarious.
I want to see it too. Unfortunately, with the way I see movies, it'll probably be when it's on someone's Plex.
Yeah. That's kind of where I'm at. So I was, what about you? Did you go anything?
I don't know. I was invited to go see Men in Black International and I passed.
Okay.
I think on the show last week, Ed was like, yo, you want to go see Men in Black? And I was like, nah. But it was the number one movie this weekend, making $30 million, which...
Doesn't seem like much.
No, it doesn't. Especially not for like a summer blockbuster. You know, you want to see these movies come out their first week and make, 60, I think is kind of everyone's goal. 60 to 70, depending on your movie especially. But like, yeah, $30 million week one. So
did Avengers just take everyone's money for the summer? They're like, no, that's our movie for the summer. That's
all I got. I don't know.
Yeah, because that's crazy.
Secret Life of Pets 2 made 24.4 for a total of 92.7. So, you know, like, because I think even Secret Life of Pets did better last week than Men in Black did this week. And Aladdin coming out number 3 with 17.3, making a total of 264.0. It's going to get a sequel.
And I have heard very positive things about Aladdin. I heard if you just go into it and enjoy it for what it's worth, it is actually very similar to how the cartoon was or the animated film was.
Yeah.
So,
and I've also heard, you know, obviously that, they're not doing a Robin Williams impression, that it is its own thing.
It was Will Smith being Will Smith for the most part.
Yeah. I wish that they'd been able to use Robin Williams stuff, but he's got this, there's this whole fallout with Disney that Robin Williams had, I guess, apparently after that movie, but then he was still in like Aladdin 3. So,
he came back for 3, so I don't know what they did to settle it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a weird one.
So, but yeah, Dark Phoenix didn't make anything. It's number 5, 9.4, but...
I kept that one in there because I wanted to show that. Rocket Man beat it in its third week. Like, Dark Phoenix is not getting good reviews, and it's...
God,
they even got to the point where I think the director came out and said where it went wrong. It's like, damn, fuck.
I feel bad for the director. It's Simon Kinberg. Simon Kinberg, and it's his first directorial movie debut.
Oh, yeah, way to get thrown under the bus.
Mm-hmm. He is a writer for a lot of stuff. You go look at his credits, and he has written some great TV and movies over the last few years. Some bombs, too, don't get me wrong. But, like, yeah, it was, you know, his first movie. He did direct an episode of that TV show, Twilight Zone. He directed the season finale of The Twilight Zone. It was a good episode. But, you know, that he did this first, right? This is his debut, right? And, in the chat, Random here says, Dark Phoenix really tanked that bad. Yep. It's 2 weeks out. It's only made $52.1
million.
Mm-hmm. So.
That's not good. Especially, like, think of their budget for that. You know, it's X-Men.
They want to be where Secret Life of Pets is. They want to have the 92.7. They want to be closer to 100 million, especially on your second week, because that number is just going to continue to drop as the movie stays in theaters. So I do not see them passing 100 million domestically.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, not at all, dude.
It's a good thing it's the last one.
We'll see. I mean, yeah, I hope Marvel, like, Kevin Feige is able to do something with them to kind of redeem them. So hopefully we'll see.
We'll see. They'll definitely do something with them. Obviously not off the bat, but this is definitely, I mean, because of the buyout and stuff, this is definitely Fox's last X-Men movie. For this cast and stuff. Now there is a Mutant X movie coming, or whatever it's called, Mutant X. Right? It's got the other girl from, it's got Maisie Williams from Game of Thrones in it.
Oh, Mutant I can't X? Remember.
What the fuck is that called? Let me just do some Googling.
X Mutants? No, that's no.
Maybe not Mutant X. Maybe Mutant X is another thing.
It just says Mutants.
New Mutants.
New Mutants. Yeah.
That's what it's called, not X Men.
So yeah, that's still coming out. Yeah, that.
But that's another movie. Like
maybe, maybe. Oh, it says release date April 3rd, 2020. So we'll see.
This movie was supposed to come out earlier this year. This was a February 2019 original release date. It's been pushed back. It's been pushed back. It's been pushed back. There was talks about it going to Disney's streaming service instead of a theatrical release. It's had 100 reshoots. It's just been in developmental hell. It falls within the universe, but it doesn't. So, random asks, are we getting a Marvel X-Men crossover sometime soon? No. That's no.
They've confirmed that. They were like, maybe Deadpool. Deadpool is the only one that might be able to come over. They might be able to shoe in somehow, but no dice on the X-Men or Fantastic Four. They don't have any plans for either of them.
I think that we're going to start to see them build that possibility up with Spider-Man, maybe. I don't have a cough button like Jared does. Because in the trailer, they show Mysterio, Quentin Beck, or whatever his name is, say something along the lines of, oh, there's a multiverse. I come from another. And I think that he's going to be lying because Quentin Beck is a con man and liar. Mm-hmm. So I don't think he's going to be lying. But I think that he's going to lead Maria Hill and what's his face, Samuel Jackson. Oh my God, mm-hmm. Fury! I think he's going to lead them in the direction to discovering. Oh fuck, there is a multiverse, and like, oh fuck, these snaps did have an effect that we did not count for, and that is people, with mutant abilities or whatever. And yeah, we may have some sort of crossover where that's where the Fantastic Four and the X-Men come from. But I think that's just setting it up. I think we'll see that years down the line.
Yeah, it's not because they've already got their stories written. The only thing that fucked them up was Guardians of the Galaxy 3 getting pushed back because that was supposed to kind of set the tone. But now it's going to be, I mean, they had to do Spider-Man, you know, or something like that. So they had to switch some stuff up story-wise. But I mean, yeah, they'll get it to work, but I think X-Men will get put in much later, like Doug said.
Yep. What else? Is there something else? I feel like there was something I was about to talk about. Something else. What were we talking about? X-Men?
I mean, yeah.
Spider-Man. I think that's it.
Spider-Man's coming out next month. That's going to be box office gold. I mean, that's going to make a cool, I'd say, 100, 150 million opening weekend easily.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and also, it's Spider-Man.
Like I said, it's the first one after Endgame, too. And it's Spider-Man, but it's the first one after Endgame, so everyone basically wants to see the repercussions of everything.
Yeah.
And you know, it's gonna be big.
Yeah.
But I was gonna talk about Joker.
Yes. So. Yes. Speaking of comic book movies, I guess that's the way to tie this in. Todd Phillips has confirmed that his Joker movie will be rated R.
Now I can get down with this. Okay, I'm on board. I mean, I'm gonna see the movie anyway. But you guys have heard me. I've been making fun of this, calling it like a fucking hipster. Like, you know, it just looks so bad. But I was still going to see it. Now I'm kind of more excited now that it's rated R. So it's going to be a little darker,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, you've been wrong this entire time. I'm so pumped for this fucking movie. Because I want a Joker movie that, yeah, is different. Because he is a different character. He is, well, hands down, the best villain of all time.
Oh, yeah.
I put him above Darth Vader. Because part of the reason, because Darth Vader redeems himself at the end of episode 6. Joker never redeems himself. He is a piece of shit throughout history constantly.
It's wonderful.
And I'm excited to see,
if you're going to be it, stay it, you know?
Yeah. And I'm excited to see him. I'm excited to see this origin story for the Joker. It's one of the fun things of the Joker is that, like, there's some universes where, or, you know, storylines where his origins are unknown. There is the, is it The Man Who Laughs? No, which one is it? Is it The Man Who Laughs? There's one of the stories where I think it's kind of based on the failed comedian who gets into a life of crime, runs with the Red Hood gang. Mm-hmm. Well, doesn't really, is forced to. And as dressed as the Red Hood, encounters Batman for the first time, he gets knocked into the vat of acid and he comes out the Joker. Mm-hmm. Love that storyline. It's a good one. I also like the no one knows who he is, because that's just like fucking dark.
So serious.
Yeah. That's what his background was in Dark Knight. In the Dark Knight. It was just like just some dude that just showed up one day, which is fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
But I am excited for this. It's I don't know, man. It's like a drama. It's different. And so I'm really excited to see, and I'm curious to see if we're going to see some form of Batman. If they go with the, with that one storyline where Batman's involved, because it's essentially Batman's fault that the Joker exists.
Yeah. Because he made him. It's the end of the Yang, you know, and that's the age old hero villain. So,
yeah. So,
I'd like to see that, especially like a 70s Batman. Like, what would that, it would probably be, I don't know, be, like Adam West Batman, but
no, I mean, you could still dress him in like a bat, like a, that's what I love about Batman also, is the kind of timelessness about this, about his universe in Gotham. Like you watch this TV show Gotham, for example, they have cell phones, they have computers and laptops and all this stuff, but at the same time they're driving around like a 1960s vehicle or whatever, and they've got these, so it's Gothic. Timeless in that way, where it has these old aspects of things, these old classic cars, and like, but then like a cell phone, but even still it's still a flip phone, you know what I mean? Like it's still like it dates it, but not quite, because you're like, I don't know what year this takes place.
Well, they're all burner phones, that's why.
Yeah. Right,
they're all villains.
Yeah. And so that's how I kind of got the vibe from this trailer too. It did have a very 70s vibe about it, but I would be curious if, again, like we see Joker whip out a cell phone. I think we do. I think we see people on the subway scene in the trailer when he comes off the subway and he's, you know, there's all these Jokers running rampant and he comes out and stuff. I'm pretty sure we see people filming on their cell phones. So again, I love that timelessness about Batman. This when the fuck does this take place? Because it kind of adds to the whole, like, again, like, well, when is this? It doesn't matter. Like, well, this technology doesn't exist. How do you know? You don't know when this takes place. Like, I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's a good point. And like, hearing that it's radar. And you know what? Honestly, because I didn't put two and two together, that this is the Todd Phillips, like, this is the Hangover. This is, what's the other fucking Todd Phillips film? Old School. Like, I didn't put that together. That's him. So I'm kind of more excited even now because I like those movies.
And War Dogs and a whole bunch of stuff. Yeah, no, he's got some great movies.
So. Yeah, I never thought about that. So now I'm on board. I'm like, okay, cool. Let's go see this. And this is coming out soon, isn't it?
Sorry, chair just showed up in the chat. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Uh-oh.
Well, hoof. Hoof. Yeah.
Is that the neck ring thing?
You might want to call HR.
Yeah.
Which, thinking about that now, that means calling yourself, Jer. So.
You might not pick up.
You may just be put on hold for a while.
It might put you right to voicemail.
No, it's
but leave a voicemail.
Yeah. Yeah, leave us a voicemail. We'd love to hear from you on this week's Diner.
Oh, God, those eyes. Okay, for your listening ears, Doug made some really large eyes.
Yeah. Now, he goes, I am HR. for those listening, Jared showed up in the chat and he's questioning why he's been fired. Again, it's a joke. Remember that time that Kev wasn't here and I put that he was dead? It's the same thing. It's the same joke.
I'm returned.
Yeah. You'll be rehired next week. It'll be like, everyone meet our new hire, Jer.
Yeah. Hey, and I won't be low man on totem pole anymore. Woo.
And we just talked about that. This is what sucks about recording a live show. He's trying to chime in, but he's not here. Jer just said he watched Men in Black International. He gives it 3 out of 5.
Oh, well, there you go. So we got a review on air. Okay, yeah. So there you go. At least one of us saw.
So.
Look for his full review coming soon.
Janet asks, you put that Kev was dead? Yeah, I did the same thing over his photo, but I put RIP.
Yeah. He's done that before.
Yeah. All right, moving on from the Joker, which we're all excited to see.
This one I'm interested in. I didn't know that Suzanne Collins, author of the Hunger Games sequels, or the series, not the sequel. Well, yeah, you know what I mean. God damn it. Also is writing a prequel, which she's still working on, but Lionsgate is already in talks for a movie.
Damn,
you think
what
they're
the
Hobbit this one?
They're gonna Game of Thrones it, where it's like, we have the first book.
Yeah.
We have nothing else, but we're gonna make a trilogy out of it.
Yeah, like, exactly. That's it. They're gonna Hobbit it. Yeah. They're just gonna fucking figure something out from
it.
So we'll see. But I mean, I liked at least the first one. I liked that. I read the books first, and then when I saw the first one in theaters, I thought it was fine. They lost me after the second one, though. I don't know.
We've got Queen Shutterbug has subscribed 7 months in a row, and then Jared just came in with what looks like 500 bits.
Oh, sweet. You might get to pick next week's misconnection. Oh.
Well.
We'll get back to you on that.
I liked the first book. The second book was okay, and then I didn't like the third book. Yeah, that's all I have to say about that. So I'm curious to see where the prequel takes place. I would like to learn about, like, what the fuck happened in the United States that we turn into this 12 district kind of bullshit.
Right, right.
But yeah, or 13 districts. I don't remember.
Yeah, there was 13, but yeah.
Even if they did a what happened to what quote unquote happened to District 13, like the kind of war that kind of happened between the capital and them, because remember it was like obliterated. They thought,
yeah,
it was abandoned.
Yeah, well, they thought, yeah, and then ended up being like, never mind. That came out like 10 years ago. Yeah, it got obliterated, and it was a secret hideout. God damn.
Okay, here we go. Sorry, if I read the article a little bit farther, it would have told me the novel will be set in a world of Panem 64 years before the events of the original Hunger Games trilogy, on the morning of the reaping of the 10th annual Hunger Games.
Oh, so they're already in action, yeah.
Boo!
Yeah. It's not even like...
Boo!
So far back, you won't even see Haymitch's old ass in it.
Yeah, he'll be a baby.
Yeah.
Not even. All right. Showtime has picked up On Becoming a God in Central Florida. It's a series starring Kirsten Dunst. It was originally supposed to go to YouTube, but it looks like YouTube was unable to accommodate that. I don't really know why they picked it up.
I guess so, because it's a one-hour dark comedy. So, but it's cool because this was George Clooney and Grant Heslov's. They got that Smokehouse Pictures. So it was like their project. So it was pretty interesting from what I heard about it. It's supposed to be one crazy dark comedy. And I haven't seen Kirsten Dunst in years. So,
did you not watch Fargo?
No, I didn't. The series, no, I didn't.
Oh, Kevin.
I know. I'm still going through Better Call Saul.
Kevin. Fuck that show. Go to Fargo. Fargo's superior.
Really?
Yeah.
Old statement, Cotton. Let's see how that plays off.
It's a far superior TV show. The end.
That's it. There's no examples, just the end, bar none.
Yeah, don't really have anything else to say about this. This is the first I'm hearing about this. I've never even heard of this dark comedy. Do you have anything else on it?
I just thought it was interesting to bring it up just because of a song, or just because it's called, Becoming a God in Central Florida. I just feel like there's going to be a lot of Florida Man references.
Maybe. I thought I was saying the same thing. I was like, maybe this is all about the rise of Florida Man.
The rise of Florida Man. It's starting the Florida-verse.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of PAX West or PAX Prime or whatever the fuck you want to call it, Cyberpunk 2077... the E3 demo will be made public. So whatever they were showing people behind closed doors, because people got like 20 minutes hands on or some shit, right?
Yeah. They got like 20 minutes hands on or something behind curtains, all the big people like IGN and all, the big critics.
They all got to see it. It was kept from us. And like I said, this is going to be revealed at PAX West. We were talking about a similar story, sort of, at the head of the show. Not really story, more speculation more than anything. I feel like this is what we're going to see more of this, especially as E3 kind of starts to lose its footing in the gaming industry, which is kind of feeling like, especially with all these other gaming conventions coming out around the same time, where it was like, again, with Star Wars specifically, we're going to show the trailer here. We're going to show gameplay here. I'm sure at PAX West or Gamescom in August, we're going to see update, you know, not alpha gameplay. We'll see more close to the finish line stuff. So I feel like this is a pattern we're going to start to see more of over the years, is like, we're going to, you know, oh, we'll show you a trailer for it during, you know, a state of play. And then we'll show you some gameplay at E3. And then we'll show you the extended gameplay at PAX, you know, et cetera, as time infinite goes on.
So, again, what this was, it was hands-off demo, but it was a 50-minute hands-off demo, and it was one mission told through two different perspectives. One through a male version of the protagonist, and one as a female version of the protagonist. So that kind of gives you the best, basically, taste of both worlds as far as what to expect character-wise. And they said that Keanu Reeves, like, his character, Johnny Silverhand, in the demo, he's kind of like a ghost-like companion character. So... I assume he'll be with you no matter what. He'll probably be like your constant.
Johnny Silverhand.
That's what it says. Keanu Reeves, Johnny Silverhand. I don't know if that's like his actual name.
No, it probably is. Or that's just what people have come up with. Hopefully that's just a. Someone says in the chat, Johnny Mnemonic.
Johnny Mnemonic?
Yeah.
Johnny Mnemonic.
Maybe that's... I don't know. I don't know.
Like a cyberpunk movie of the 90s.
No. I don't know. I don't know.
It seems like that's his name, and this is Johnny Silverhands. Well...
Oh, Keanu movie. Yeah. No, so that's exciting to see 50 minutes. Well, another thing I was reading about for this game is that they're saying that the character customization stuff... that all of it is available for all characters. They're not split male or female.
Oh, cool.
So you can... Awesome. Yeah, which I thought was really... Yeah, was a really cool idea, was to kind of have this, like... Dude, you can make your person non-binary as fuck if you want. Like, who gives a shit? Like...
Awesome.
Yeah, you can choose... You know, I guess there probably is some importance if they're male or female just based on the voice acting aspect of it. But as far as that, like... yeah, you want your dude to have... You know, I don't know, a beehive. You know what I mean? Like, you know, that's always like the, you can do that, or you know, if you want your, which I hate that. I hate when you find something that looks really cool on one character creator for like one gender, and then you go to the other gender to try to find something similar, and there's nothing.
Yep,
that's how it is.
WWE 2K19.
You know, that's how it is. Also, yeah, like the Old Republic or something. You know, like the dudes have like a really cool scar set, but then you go to the female one, they're all like, they're none of them are as cool.
Completely
looking.
Different.
Yeah, they're completely different. They're in different places, and they're maybe not as like across the face and like as gnarly looking, because it's like, no, it's a female. She's gonna look pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, get out of here.
Get out of here with that shit. Speaking of getting out of here with that shit.
So, I like this story. This story speaks to my soul. Twitch is suing the trolls who flooded Artifact streams with porn and gore. And what speaks to my soul is the fact that Twitch is suing people. Because you get these trolls out there that are like, let's go troll them. And then it's like, knock, knock, knock. You've been served. Like, fuck! Fuck! I don't know. I don't know. There's that sort of like justice involved in it, you know, where it's like, yeah, suck it, you stupid bitches.
Yeah, like in May, streamers noted that Artifact, the Dota 2 collectible card game, only had a small base of a few hundred viewers at any given time. This is notable for a game from a large studio like Valve, and once users noticed how quiet the section was, they began to stream copyrighted material, memes, and blatantly offensive content. The darker seemed including footage of a Christchurch mosque shootings. Oh my God. Self-mutilation and hardcore pornography. Some banned users would simply use a new IP address with a fresh account to keep streaming the offensive content. That's kind of fucked, man. Good for them for getting on that shit. Like, good on Twitch for stopping that. That's
I mean, and I know that that's a shitty job. Like that, because you have to, I'm sure.
Good to be vigilant as fuck.
Yeah, and probably still to this day, that does not sound like a job I'd want. But at the same time, like, if they can track these people and take them down, fuck yeah.
I wish they would. I mean, I don't know how far, and once again, I'm not really that far down the IT knowledge base. How hard would it be, instead of like trying to ban their IP, but straight up like find out their fucking MAC address and ban their MAC address? Well, that means they would need a whole new PC in order to, like, you know, continue that shit. I would say go that extreme. If people are going to be that terrible online, ban their MAC address.
I also feel like streaming and stuff, like, you have to make a more secure connection with their servers, that they probably have all that information. But since you are uploading content and stuff, like, there has to, like, I'm sure they have some.
I mean, they do that for phones. I mean, you know, like, if you report a lost phone, yeah, they can, like, disable it with using the MAC address.
Yeah. So there's got, I'm sure that when you sign the Twitch agreement or whatever to stream, when you get your stream key, yeah, I'm sure that gives them a lot of information about where the stream is coming from. Because, yeah, they've got to find stuff like this all the time. I mean, like, this is not the first time people have abused Twitch, and I'm sure it won't be the last.
No, no. They'll just find another game to abuse. Like, they'll find another one with low viewer count.
No.
But that won't seem out of the, there won't be a red flag.
Oh, shit. Kev.
What?
That's the end of our notes.
Yeah. I didn't throw too many in there because I didn't know how far we're going to go outside of just having random conversations about stuff. Like me playing God of War.
Yeah.
I started Phantasy Star Online 2 thanks to Jeremy. Oh my God. I've already got a level 10 character, and it is a blast. You couldn't slap the smile off of my face in that video game.
I have not really been playing anything.
Really? Yeah, you've been busy doing, what, Saga things?
Yeah, Saga's taking up a lot of my time, and if I'm streaming, I'm playing Batman, which I am enjoying. I streamed some this weekend, and again, even though it's Origins and it's kind of on the bottom of my list of the favorite of those games, mm-hmm, of the Arkham series, it's still so much fun.
It is.
Yeah. What's really crazy to me is I remember the first time playing being like, man, Troy Baker doesn't sound like Troy Baker. He sounds like Mark Hamill. And this time I'm like, man, that sounds like Troy Baker.
Yeah, because now you know Troy Baker because you've heard him in a million things at this point.
I'm like, that's just Troy Baker. And then, like, there are times where he goes into, like, a really good, like, Mark Hamill-like voice, but then it kind of slips back into, nah, it's just Troy Baker again. Yeah, it's weird.
It is. Were you with us when we got the Troy Baker recording? Or was it?
Yeah.
Okay, it was me, you. Okay, yeah.
And Nick, I think.
Yeah, me and Nick. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because Nick was recording it. That was awesome. We got him to record his intro as the Joker.
Yeah, which I'm sure if you've been listening to our network for a while, you've heard it. Also, hey, speaking of the network real quick, this is something we don't do a whole lot of, mostly because we don't want to, like, toot our own horn. We try to be kind of sometimes as humble as we can as far as, like, plays and numbers and followers and all that bullshit. But I do want to celebrate the fact that the network has passed 1 million listens. As a whole. All of our plays together from across all the different shows. So, yeah, congratulations, 8-Bit, for passing 1 million. And the thing is, like, when we noticed we passed 1 million, we had very much passed 1 million. And in the way it was like, hey, did we know that we did this?
It was a while ago, I guess. It was like 1 million and, like, 40,000 or something like that. And I was like, huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was like, oh shit.
So hey, we missed that by like a week or so.
Yeah. Good job, guys. Like we did it.
Thanks so much. I mean, this is the whole network. This is, you know, this is 8-Bit Geek. This is 8-Bit Saga, Divas Dropkicks and Dives, Brainberry Tarts, Garbage Day, even, and even the little things we did, like, you know, like Colin, the podcast Jeremy did with Colin,
Growing Up Geek,
or 8-Bit Bits,
8-Bit Legends. Up Geek.
8-Bit Legends, yeah, with Rain. I mean, we've had so much, and you know, it's amazing that it all came to this. You know, like, we have over 1 million. It's amazing. We've got a very cool staff, and it's awesome. Good times.
Yeah, it was just, man, I can't believe we've been like keeping track of it, like, kind of like internally, just like every once in a while we'll check again. We'll be like, oh man, we're at, you know, say like 900,000, like, oh shit, you know, oh fuck, we may pass 1 million this year. And then it's like, we did it, like, we did it in June, Like, it was so much earlier. Probably before June. Like, holy shit, what the fuck? That happened. So, thank you, everyone, for listening to all of our different shows. We know that not everyone listens to every show on the network, but for those who do, we obviously super appreciate you. We appreciate all of our listeners. But, yeah, I'll plug our other shows still. Like, if you like this show, go listen to the other shows. Go listen to Divas, Drop Kicks, and Dives. Go listen to Brainberry Tarts. Go listen to Saga. I'm sure you can find some other shows that probably still exist out there on the network that haven't been taken down yet.
Yeah.
I think the Growing Up Geek one still exists.
Yeah. So there's a few on there. If you go to Audio Boom, you can go to our panel and find all of them there.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to check right now. Just looking at Audio Boom. Let's see. What we got? 8-Bit Bits. 8-Bit Geek, 8-Bit Saga, Brainberry Tarts, Divas, Drop Kicks, and Dives, and Growing Up Geek. All those shows are still active.
There you go.
Quote, unquote. Like, yeah. 8-Bit Bits and Growing Up Geek haven't posted in a while, but they're still there. You can still find those old episodes.
That's because we put our, basically, our 8-Bit Bits is kind of, like, gone to our Patreon at this point. You know, like, we've done a lot of our big exclusive reviews there, or we just do specials on our 8-Bit Geek, you know.
This kid. Sorry. In the chat, Random's asking, did we get episode 36 fixed on Patreon? No. And I'm gonna go look real quick.
What happened?
While I'm on the, I don't know. It says it doesn't work. It doesn't play. So
it don't work.
It don't work. Oh no, not that. I want 8-Bit Geek's post, not 8-Bit Saga's post. So
with that, I guess we'll wrap up the show.
Yeah,
then.
We'll wrap up the show while I fuck with this. And we'll do some,
We'll do some QA.
Yeah, we'll do some Q&A. So thanks everyone for tuning in to episode 323, the one we fired Jer. I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Oh God, love hugs and all that bullshit. I don't know how we do this, Kev. I'm not made for this.